And now we begin the 12th canto, chapter 1, The Degraded Dynasties of Kali Yuga. Shukdev Goswami said, "The last king mentioned in our previous enumeration of the future rulers of the Magadha dynasty was Puranjaya, who will take birth as the descendant of Brihadratta. Puranjaya's minister, Shunaka, will assassinate the king and install his own son, Pradyota, on the throne. The son of Pradyota will be Palaka. His son will be Vishakayupa, and his son will be Rajika. The son of Rajika will be Nandivardhana. And thus in the Pradyotana dynasty, there will be five kings who will enjoy the earth for 138 years. Nandivardhana will have a son named Shishunaga, and his son will be known as Kakavarna. The son of Kakavarna will be Kshemadharma, and the son of Kshemadharma will be Kshetrajna. The son of Kshetrajna will be Vidisara, and his son will be Ajatashatru. Ajatashatru will have a son named Darbaka, and his son will be Ajaya. Ajaya will father a second Nandivardhana, whose son will be Mahanandi. O best of the Kurus, these 10 kings of the Shishunaga dynasty will rule the earth for a total of 360 years during the age of Kali. My dear Parikshit, King Mahanandi will father a very powerful son in the womb of a Shudra woman. He will be known as Nanda and will be the master of millions of soldiers and fabulous wealth. He will wreak havoc among the Kshatriyas, and from that time onward, virtually all kings will be irreligious Shudras. That lord of Mahapadma, King Nanda, will rule over the entire earth just like a second Parashurama, and no one will challenge his authority. He will have 8 sons, headed by Sumalya, who will control the earth as powerful kings for 100 years. A certain Brahmin, Chanakya, will betray the trust of King Nanda and his 8 sons, and will destroy their dynasty. In their absence, the Mauryas will rule the world as the age of Kali continues. This Brahmin will enthrone Chandragupta, whose son will be named Varisara. The son of Varisara will be Ashokavardhana. Ashokavardhana will be followed by Suyasha, whose son will be Sangata. His son will be Shalashuka. Shalashuka's son will be Soma Sharma, and Soma Sharma's son will be Shadadanva. His son will be known as Brihadratta. O best of the Kurus, these 10 Maurya kings will rule the earth for 137 years of the Kali Yuga. My dear King Pariksit, Agnimitra will follow as king, and then Sujyeshta. Sujyeshta will be followed by Vasumitra, Bhadrika, and the son of Bhadrika, Pulinda. Then the son of Pulinda, named Gosha, will rule, followed by Vajramitra, Bhagavata, and Devabhuti. In this way, O most eminent of the Kuru heroes, 10 Shunga kings will rule over the earth for more than 100 years. Then the earth will come under the subjugation of the kings of the Kanva dynasty, who will manifest very few good qualities. Vasudeva, an intelligent minister coming from the Kanva family, will kill the last of the Shunga kings, a lusty debauchee named Devabhuti, and assume rulership himself. The son of Vasudeva will be Bhumitra, and his son will be Narayan. These kings of the Kanva dynasty will rule the earth for 345 more years of the Kali Yuga. The last of the Kanvas, Susharma, will be murdered by his own servant, Bali, a low-class Shudra of the Andhra race. This most degraded Maharaj Bali will have control over the earth for some time. The brother of Bali, named Krishna, will become the next ruler of the earth. His son will be Shantakarna, and his son will be Purnamasa. The son of Purnamasa will be Lambodara, who will father Maharaj Chivilaka. From Chivilaka will come Megasvati, whose son will be Atamana. The son of Atamana will be Anishtakarma. His son will be Halaya, and his son will be Talaka. The son of Talaka will be Purishabiru, and following him, Sunandana will become king. Sunandana will be followed by Chakora and the eight Bahus, among whom Shivasvati will be a great subduer of enemies. The son of Shivasvati will be Gomati. His son will be Puriman, whose son will be Medashira. His son will be Shivaskanda, and his son will be Yajnashri. The son of Yajnashri will be Vijaya, who will have two sons, Chandravigya and Lomadhi. These 30 kings will enjoy sovereignty over the earth for a total of 456 years, O favorite son of the Kurus. Then will follow 7 kings of the Abhira race from the city of Avavriti, and then 10 Gardabis. After them, 16 kings of the Kankas will rule and will be known for their excessive greed. 8 Yavanas will then take power, followed by 14 Turushkas, 10 Gurundas, and 11 kings of the Mola dynasty. These Abhiras, Gardabis, and Kankas will enjoy the earth for 1,099 years, and the Molas will rule for 300 years. When all of them have died off, there will appear in the city of Kila Kila a dynasty of kings consisting of Bhutananda, Vangiri, Shishunandi, Shishunandi's brother Yashonandi, and Pavirika. These kings of Kila Kila will hold sway for a total of 106 years. The Kila Kilas will be followed by their 13 sons, the Balikas, and after them, King Pushpamitra, his son Durmitra, 7 Andras, 7 Koshalas, and also kings of the Vidura and Nishida provinces will separately rule in different parts of the world. There will then appear a king of the Magadhas named Vishvaspurji, who will be like another Puranjaya. He will turn all the civilized classes into low-class, uncivilized men in the same category as the Pulindas, Yadus, and Madrakas. Foolish King Vishvaspurji will maintain all the citizens in ungodliness and will use his power to completely disrupt the Kshatriya order. From his capital of Padmavati, he will rule that part of the earth extending from the source of the Ganga to Prayag. At that time, the Brahmins of such provinces as Saurashtra, Avanti, Abhira, Shura, Arbuda, and Malava will forget all their regulative principles, and the members of the royal order in these places will become no better than Shudras. The land along the Sindhu River as well as the districts of Chandrabhaga, Kunti, and Kashmira, will be ruled by Shudras, fallen Brahmins, and meat-eaters. Having given up the path of Vedic civilization, they will have lost all spiritual strength. There will be many such uncivilized kings ruling at the same time, O King Pariksit, and they will all be uncharitable, possessed of fierce tempers, and great devotees of irreligion and falsity. These barbarians, in the guise of kings, will devour the citizenry, murdering innocent women, children, cows, and Brahmins, and coveting the wives and property of other men. They will be erratic in their moods, have little strength of character, and be very short-lived. Indeed, not purified by any Vedic rituals, and lacking in the practice of regulative principles, they will be completely covered by the modes of passion and ignorance. The citizens governed by these low-class kings will imitate the character, behavior, and speech of their rulers. Harassed by their leaders and by each other, they will all suffer ruination.
Thus ends the first chapter of the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Degraded Dynasties of Kali Yuga.